the Archdiocese of Toronto, and the National Catholic Broadcasting Council. Through the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, presents Sunday TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Resurrection of the Lord on this Easter Sunday. I'm Cardinal Collins. Today's Mass is being offered through the support of the Archdiocese of Toronto for the intentions of all of those in our daily TV Mass community who join us each day. You are faithful disciples of our Lord who believe that through the Mass we continue to gather as a community to participate in the mystery of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we prepare to celebrate this Holy Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask God's mercy. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter began to speak. You know the message that spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us feast with joy in the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the great feast of our faith, the moment in which we recognize that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. We are disciples of the risen Lord. He is our Lord and our God, as St. Thomas eventually realizes in next Sunday's Gospel. It is that fact of the resurrection of the Lord which gives life to all of the disciples of Jesus and has done so down through the ages. One dimension of that fact is that it is a fact, an historical fact. The empty tomb speaks to that. And we see Peter and the beloved disciple running to the tomb after as Mary Magdalene had first alerted them to the fact of the resurrection. And they go and they see that the tomb is empty. That's something historic, something real. It's a reminder to us that this is not some kind of a fond imagining we have to console ourselves or whatever. It is an historical reality that happened 2,000 years ago. But that's only the beginning of the mystery of the resurrection, far from being the most important dimension. For our great experience of the risen Lord is what we above all celebrate today. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. We see that in the preaching of St. Peter and of the other apostles throughout the Acts of the Apostles. They're willing to give their lives for the one who is risen from the dead. Not only has risen, but is risen. It is their Lord who is with them. We see that in the encounters with the risen Lord. Right after the gospel today, Mary Magdalene, who first alerted Peter and the beloved disciple, encounters the Lord. She is the first one to witness, to be a witness of the risen Lord, not simply of the empty tomb. And so down through the last part of the Gospels, and we see the coming of the Lord, and the fact, especially we see at the end of the Gospel of Luke, where the disciples are walking along discouraged because they had seen and experienced the crucifixion of the Lord, and he comes to them quietly and gently, not in spectacular things, for that is not our faith is not stimulated by spectacular thunder and lightning and all that. He gently comes to invite them. He speaks to them of the word of God. And then he comes, when they get to Emmaus, they have the breaking of the bread, and they recognize him in that Eucharistic experience, as do we. And so it is in that, the experience of the risen Lord, that our faith grows strong and deep. And we are given the strength to be true witnesses to him, not only to the fact of his resurrection, but to the way in which that must shine through in our own lives. For we are people who are disciples of the risen Lord. That means that all the different cares and troubles, and look at them around the world, so much of Calvary in our world today, but through that shines the light of the risen Lord to give us strength in the midst of that. My favorite hymn says, "And whether our tomorrows be filled with good or ill, we'll triumph through our sorrows and rise to bless you still, to marvel at your beauty and glory in your ways, and make a joyful duty our sacrifice of praise." That is our strength as witnesses of the risen Lord. And it calls us to act on that, not simply to marvel and give thanks for our experience of the risen Lord in the Word of God. He speaks to us at the Holy Eucharist, and in our encounter with the risen Lord, the body of Christ. Amen. It is the Lord. Not only in that, we witness to him in that, but then we're sent out from Mass. Every time we celebrate the Mass of the Resurrection, which is every Holy Eucharist, we do it especially on Sunday, the day of the Resurrection. As we move out into this world, our lives must be changed. And that's what we hear about in Colossians. We must be people of the risen Lord, not of the earthly world. Well, all pride, anger, envy, greed, laziness, lust, all that stuff that is not worthy of the Lord. We are servants of the risen Lord, and we must live accordingly. That's what we hear in the second reading today, and that's what we're called to live in our daily life. We reflect upon the historical fact of the empty tomb. That is the beginning, but it is far from the end. It locks us into history, and that's important because we're not just floating around in some mythical world. It was under that obscure Roman official, Pontius Pilate. How did he ever get into the creed? He's so unimportant, but that locks it into history, and that's what we believe. But it is not just the fact of that. It is the experience of our risen Lord, which we see in the sacred scriptures. We hear the encounter of others who witness to us of that experience. And it's what we experience day by day in our times of prayer, especially in our times of adoration, in our experience of God's mercy as the risen Savior forgives us in the sacrament of reconciliation. And above all, until we see him face to face, when all shadows drop away and we come into the truth. At the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, this Easter sacrament, where he speaks to us in the words of life, and he comes to us in the Holy Eucharist. It is our risen Lord who comes to us, not just that we might enjoy his presence, but that he might send us out, go, and make him present in the way that St. Paul speaks about in the second reading today, through lives radiant with the love, the joy, and the peace which comes only in this broken valley of tears from the experience of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Now let us join together in our profession of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us now offer our prayers to Almighty God. We pray for all of those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to hear these and all of our prayers which we offer to you through Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Amen. Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, and the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Exultant with paschal gladness, O Lord, we offer the sacrifice by which your church is wondrously reborn and nourished, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But on this day above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, and informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer to one another a sign of the peace of Christ. Peace be with you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Look upon your church, O God, with unfailing love and favor, so that, renewed by the Paschal mysteries, she may come to the glory of the resurrection through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, now and forever. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.